Faggot John G, a.k.a. Vicky, a cross-dressing sissy faggot, and she wants the world to know it. Plenty of men with hard cocks and full balls know it, because Vicky has an insatiable appetite for sucking them. She's generous with footage of herself doing so, made up like a tart, with both her full face and full mouth on display. But these have always been private assignations, or at least semi-private, and she was always in control of who knew of her slutty sissy ways. She's been to plenty of adult venues where whores like her feel right at home as well. But she longed for more, for something different. Namely, to be emasculated with the exposure of her sissy self to the vanilla world. And as to where and what, she left it completely up to me, and she wanted to be completely surprised. Sissy faggot Vicky and I conferred on her outfit, built around perhaps the sissiest, sluttiest pair of boots I've ever seen. Knee-high, vinyl, and an almost neon pink, with spiky 4 to 6 inch heels. They matched her belt, which cinched in the waist on her black pleather dress. The sleeves were long, but the hem was short. So short that had it been the type of night she was used to, all she would need to do to give access to her little fuckhole would be to bend at the waist and pull aside her matching pink panties. A wide silver cuff bracelet, pink painted fingernails, a slightly punked out blonde coif, rhinestone trimmed sunglasses, and a full face of makeup with cocksucker red lips completed her look. Sometimes Vicky takes Uber to get her cock fix, and she said she could do that on our night of public humiliation or take her vehicle, which she calls her fag van. I chose the fag van so that she could leave things in it if need be, going from one exposure point to another. I also wanted her to be able to make a fast getaway if she needed to do so. Once Vicky had steeled herself, she sent those spike heels click, click, clicking out of her hotel room, down the hall, out the door, and across the parking lot. I was with her, through her Bluetooth earpiece, which was artfully hidden beneath her wig. Once the motor was running, I suggested she undertake her first piece of public humiliation by turning on some sissy music, something girly, and rocking out to it a little bit with the windows down as she drove. She chose "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" by Shania Twain, but I think she was too nervous to do much boogieing. I announced our first destination, which was to be our only one due to some fits and starts. A large grocery store with a produce section. Vicky ended up at Walmart, and after a little pep talk and some deep breaths, I heard those slut heels again, click, click, clicking across the asphalt parking lot. Vicky's deep breaths and mutterings that only I could hear about how nervous she was, how intense this felt, were punctuated by her perfectly normal greetings to those who acknowledged her in some way. I told her that people would probably take pictures, and I suggested that she strike a pose for them if they did. Show no shame, slut. This turned out to be true several times over. I even heard someone compliment her outfit enthusiastically. And Vicky's polite but subdued reply. So I know she was getting lots of looks at the very least. I don't think she ever did strike a pose as I suggested, because the nerves were making her knees shake, and I think she just wanted to get it over with. It took her a minute to find her first stop, the produce section. The next step, I informed her, was to find the cucumbers. She did. Then I told her to pick out the biggest, longest, fattest one there. She obeyed, muttering breathlessly, "Oh my God, this is so embarrassing." Perhaps I should have tried to calm and reassure her, but I'm afraid I only giggled. "Yes, sweetie. Be careful what you wish for." On to the next item on Vicky's slutty faggot shopping list. A can of Crisco. Sometimes Crisco comes in 1 pound cans as well as 3 pound cans. And I expected her to get the 1 pound, but oh well, they didn't have the small ones. Into her little plastic basket, the big can went, sure to indicate to everyone just what she planned to do with that cucumber, and probably much bigger things. The last stop before the humiliation gauntlet of the cash register? The feminine products aisle, where I ordered her to grab a large box of super absorbency tampons. A delicious symphony that night, with the click, click, clicking of those heels under the bright Walmart lights. Her occasional return of greeting to a fellow patron who no doubt had an amused look on their face. Her breathlessness and mutterings of complete embarrassment and emasculation as her sissy faggotry was on display for the whole world to see. Checkout didn't take long. Later, she told me that the checkout clerk gave her a smirk and a raised eyebrow. I bet Vicky could have skipped the rouge she'd applied to her cheeks earlier, as I'm sure her face was plenty red enough to burn right through her foundation. I bet the fag van seemed miles away as she retreated to it. I have to congratulate her on not breaking into a run. Once the door closed securely and the engine started again, it was time for both of us to catch our breath and for Vicky to come down from the submissive humiliation high that she came to me to achieve. She had elsewhere to go after this, somewhere she wouldn't be quite such a slutty spectacle. So our time together ended soon after. But as I said in the text portion, there was exhilaration as well as anxiety. Lots of it. Public humiliation and emasculation mission completed.